Don't you just love fall in Minnesota? The leaves are changing colors, the kids are back in school, and the apples are ready for picking. So, what do apples and insurance have in common? Well, my friends at the Canopy Group said, when it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. But they don't do that, and here's why. They believe their clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why they only offer their clients combined single-limit coverage. It is the best. Most captive carriers only offer split-limit coverage. This type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claim time. This doesn't sound good to the Canopy Group, and they know it doesn't sound good to you. At the Canopy Group, they're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples-to-apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, call 800-967-3389 or thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
That's right. She's back. She's sicker than ever. No, she's not. She's well.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's me. God, I don't even know why you need me. I mean, Crisco can just be me.
Right?
I mean, God, doesn't everybody go call in sick on a Friday and then hit the Lizzo show on Saturday? Yeah, I mean, this is no big deal.
I wanted to be here on Friday.
I couldn't believe what happened. I was like, there's just no way I could make it in on Friday. I'm just feeling so... Taylor, shut the boat engine off. I'm just feeling so sick. Oh my gosh, I just need a minute. I'll probably fight back in on Monday. Let's go, Lizzo!
An 80-degree day on the river is what the doctor ordered.
I was on a plane all day.
I wasn't on the river until Saturday.
I was on a plane all day Monday for Labor Day, but Mama will get it back. Don't you worry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right, it's a miraculous recovery. I'm just so happy.
I'm so impressed that you guys waited this long.
What?
To do that. You guys waited all morning.
Oh, no, we did it Friday,
so too. Oh, yeah, it was all day Friday. Clearly, you were out boating, not listening. But no,
yeah,
it's a miraculous.
I boat at this time in the morning.
It's a miraculous recovery. I mean, she had, what did she have in her coffee Friday morning?
Oh, Bailey's right away. Yep. Hitting that off. Listeners were writing in saying that you probably were already, you know, a little bumped.
Thank God.
A little bumped with the sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They know our deserts.
Oh, boy.
But here you are. You've made it. You've recovered.
I am back.
It must have been Lizzo that healed you. Being around 13,000 other people when you're sick just does body good.
I know. Around Ryan and I, she's like, no, I feel good. I can power on. And then our boss walks out. She's like, oh!
Oh, my God.
I think it's something more than an ear. Probably contagious staging. I should go home. Hey, okay.
Other people were concerned that I was going to get you guys sick. Yeah, I wasn't concerned about it at all.
It was Schmez from KS95. I feel real unsafe at work.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
But here she is, everybody.
She's made it.
Well, I can leave if you want.
Oh, no. We're infected already.
It's already too late.
With whatever you have, or
I actually do
or didn't have.
I have herpes. I forgot. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't announce that.
That's really not good. You didn't get us on that one. Because we're not going to catch your herpes.
Thank God.
That's just you admitting you have herpes.
You shared my lip stuff.
I usually put my finger in.
Yeah.
All right. Boy. We've roasted her enough.
Okay. We're done.
There's a guy who doesn't feel McDonald's roasted their bacon enough. And now he's going vegan after having what he's calling a pig nipple on his bacon.
What?
He said the bacon he received has an actual pork nipple, and that is enough to turn him vegan.
Oh, God.
Okay, and, sorry, bacon comes from the belly. Oh, there could be a nipple.
Yeah, so they're saying, I just don't think I can do this. And McDonald's says, well, it's not possible because the bacon we have comes from the back. Uh-huh. And there are no nipples on the back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're 100% sure where all the bacon comes from. You're such a huge operation, McDonald's. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like the bacon just kind of curled up. You know what I mean? Like, they were cooking it, and it had maybe, like, something on the grill.
Ew.
It does not look like a pig nipple. It's just, I get what he's trying to do, but...
Yeah, he's trying to make money. I'm sorry, there's no nipples on bacon.
He's not suing or anything. He's just saying, you know what? I don't think this is for me anymore. I'm going to be a vegan now. And I'm like, good for you.
Pig nipples will do it.
Oh, that makes me want to be a vegan, and I don't even eat bacon. Ugh, yuck.
That's tough to look at, but it's just because it's got the little pop-up. It looks like somebody like just went right off the, like, oh, how do you think the pig felt? He's like, that was my nip, bro.
Could you eat that?
I couldn't. No, it's way, that's way too fatty for me. Yeah. I needed to literally be, as somebody once said on the show, incinerated bacon is the way to go.
If it was incinerated, you'd never even notice the nip. It just look like poof when you take a bite.
Be poof the magic bacon.
Oh my God.
It would be great.
The magic bacon.
Gross. Okay, so apparently they're looking at trends that started when you were born. You know, this is unfortunate, Des. It doesn't go back far enough for when you were born.
Right.
Does it? It doesn't.
I kid you not.
It literally will not go back that far.
The first year that it starts on this list that I found is 1979.
Yeah.
And what year were you born?
1978.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. What? But we'll give you by proxy.
You've aged out of almost everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the trend for 1981?
Okay, 1981 for my pal Ryan, because his is in here. You won't like this, I don't think. What? It was launched in the UK. Skittles came to America in 1979.
No way.
Yeah, so that became the huge thing. Everybody wanted to taste the rainbow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that was a huge one.
I bet it was invented in 78, which was a lovely year. It just came to the U.S. in 79.
Actually doesn't say that at all. Did you want, let me double check. I'll go back. Nope. It's just goat cheese in 1979.
I love goat cheese.
Yeah, but you didn't get it. It was 1979. And then 1984.
I blame Larry and Twyla then. They gave me a lot of Skittles.
Then
I've really tasted the rainbow.
Oh, you really taste it. Like, yeah. You are all rainbow.
They're like, oh my God, he took that a little too far.
Okay. We bought you one pack of Skittles, Ryan. Yep.
He's like, now you have to have the wild berry pack, and nobody wants that.
Tasted a lot of the rainbow. Okay.
Oh, man.
What else?
That is a great slogan. In 1984, the year I was born, because again, I didn't age out of this thing. Another great one, Ryan. Ben and Jerry's ice cream went crazy in 1984.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so Ben and Jerry's ice cream. But this list is just so fun because we're on it and Des isn't, is really what the whole point of this is.
I was alive at that time.
Oh, no, we know. You are well on your way.
I was one when you were born. Yeah. Two,
one.
Three,
one. Okay, you're not good with numbers.
2.5 years older than you.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
79.
79?
78.
The same month. 78. Sorry. 78. And we were born in the same month, so it can't be and a half.
It's, you would have been three.
Three.
You would have been three.
Wow, you tried hard. You're 2 days separate.
So cute.
I mean, you had your first boyfriend at three, according to your diary. You guys shared baby food.
Totally.
It was so cute. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Des. I mean, you really do have a perspective on the world.
Mm-hmm. Just respect your elders.
Such a vantage point.
Yeah.
I mean,
respect
somebody...
me. Like, seriously.
No, what's your vantage point is what we're asking. Like,
my vantage point is... I was there when you guys were born. I was already here. I was already in the world doing really amazing things.
Vaughn, we realized over the weekend we were listening to a lot of old music on Friday night. For some reason, we're making a really great playlist for our car ride around the island when we're on vacation.
Yep.
And we're reaching back to some really old songs like Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Such a fun song, right? And of course, you know, we were trying to find a good Rolling Stones song. So we're going through all their greatest hits to find that one that's got a cool vibe. And Vaughn said, you know what? I totally agree with you. You finally reach a certain point in your life where you appreciate James Taylor. Because when you're younger, you go, oh my God, lame.
Oh.
And now you're like, oh my God, I'll be your handyman. All he does is fix broken hearts 24 hours a day. And there's something about his music where you go, yes, this is so chill. I need something to just relax. Thank you.
Oh,
totally.
Gosh, you're right. And that's the best. Those like artists that you didn't appreciate and then grew to love them. You're like, oh, okay.
Vaughn hates the Eagles.
Really?
I cannot.
Really?
Cannot get him to get into it. And I'm like, well, I love all their songs.
Right?
And I want to just play a whole bunch of those songs and America and Fleetwood Mac and just music I don't get to hear because of the nature of our station and the music we play. It's not a treat to listen to Ed Sheeran. I hear it constantly.
Yeah.
So to listen to this old stuff, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And so he won't listen to Eagles.
Oh my. And I'm not trying to get him to listen to Hotel California
over and over.
Or Take It Easy. I don't want to hear those songs. I want something else.
Like a deeper cut from him. And he's like, nope.
Yeah. One of those nights.
I just remember my mom like her favorite album was the Eagles when we were young. So see, I can picture what the album looks like that she just played over and over.
Right.
And I love it. Fun memories.
Oh, it was so fun. We sat up until 11:30 Friday night.
Whoa.
Drank a whole bottle of wine and a little more.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Listening to nothing but old music.
Oh,
and
love it.
Playing it. And then he loves to guess. What is this? Is this? Oh, this is Led Zeppelin, isn't it? And I'm like, good job.
Yeah, you can always guess Led Zeppelin. They've got a sound to them.
Yeah, definitely.
Make sure you download both Guardians of the Galaxy CDs.
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea.
Those have great songs from the movies. You love that. Yeah, they just have a random old songs on there. You
download those CDs, huh?
So, oh, yeah, that was old. Yeah, see, I just aged myself.
Isn't it funny?
It is, because that's what I would do. I did that. If you put all your CDs on your iPod.
Yes, totally.
Oh, my God. Those are things that are real tells of how old you are, especially if you're like, oh, my God, I got to tape that show. I forgot to watch it. I want to tape it.
But here's the opposite, though. The tell that you're really young. My nephew was over, 16 years old. He opens the dishwasher and goes, they just got done. Just got done. He pulled open the door like 10 seconds after they were done and they weren't drying yet. He goes, they're wet. What do I do with them?
You dry them.
And I said, dude, grab a paper towel and dry it.
A paper towel.
Well, just because I know they dry in the actual.
No,
but in a moment
you're not wasting paper towels like that.
No, because they
tell me you have a tea towel.
Yes, I do, but they're drying in the actual dishwasher. They dry in there, so normally you let them sit and they're just dry. And if there's spots, then you go ahead and check them out. But it was just a funnier moment of him.
What do I do?
It's wet. What do I? You're putting liquid in it. Just let it dry or wipe it off.
Yeah.
It was just so funny. You just said there's like, did I break it?
How many paper towels do you go through?
Not a lot. We get the Costco pack. My brother's a big fan. Do you know why he's a big fan? Because they're double wrapped.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the outside world. Somebody pokes a finger through the big 12 pack, he goes and he says, not on our watch, because they are double wrapped inside the actual pack.
Does he double wrap his groceries?
He double wraps everything. I'm pretty sure he I'm not kidding you. He
will. That's a different thing.
Okay, got it.
That's a different thing.
Got it.
Okay, so we finally finished our clipboard of fun, and we're going on vacation for Vaughn's birthday.
Yep.
He is excited because for the first time we're going to the Big Island of Hawaii. We've never been.
So fun.
Even though the governor has asked us not to go.
Well, you're vaccinated.
What the hell with you?
We're vaccinated, and when you try to cancel, they won't let you unless the governor closes the state down. So if you try to cancel, you can't get your money back. You're screwed. Yeah. And I would be out thousands of dollars.
Right. And you've had this plan for a very long time.
And we're going to be good. And we go to Costco, get our food, and we'll cook at our Airbnbs. Yeah. We're not going to go to restaurants. We're not going to infect people. We'll be good about it.
Yeah. You're sightseeing.
Yeah.
As I can see.
And I have a 3-page detailed itinerary that I know Des cannot wait to make fun of. But I'm very excited for this. Every day, 11 days, fully planned. With great stuff, strategic spots all along the way.
Yes.
I've read all the reviews on all these beaches, the things you have to do, the things to avoid. I had to rebook our car. I didn't have a 4-wheel drive, so I wouldn't be able to get all the way to the top of Mauna Kea for the summit.
Oh.
If you don't have a 4-wheel drive, you can't get up there, so we now have a Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, fun. That's going to be a ton of fun.
I'll get to do the Wrangler wave.
Oh my God.
If I see, I'll be kind of like in the club. It's going to be very subtle, just
a little wave.
And then they won't wave back, so I'll be like, that's a rental.
And remember, if somebody does the wave to you and they're not in the Wrangler,
I ignore them.
Ignore the heck out of them.
So what do you think?
This is
what?
Ryan and Vaughn's. Big Hawaii Island Adventure. And wow, we start with our flight info, which is good to have on hand.
I always think, what if I lose my phone? I wouldn't know anything.
Yeah, you'd be lost.
I have flight numbers, layovers, all the important stuff, seat assignments, everything's on there. Go to the good stuff.
Okay, I mean, everything is on here. Where you're staying, your car rentals, your codes.
Confirmation numbers.
Confirmation numbers, everything, okay? And then we flip to day number one.
Yeah.
Oh, he says he has a 20-minute walk from the resort to the place he wants to go.
Yes.
He has where you're going to grab coffee. Oh, your Costco. Oh, my God.
What?
Costco opens at 10 a.m. so you can purchase your cooler supplies, food, and drinks.
Why to research what time on a Friday? When do they open?
Then you go to the beach for some snorkeling. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you're doing amazing things. I just can't believe Friday of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things on the docket after a 20-minute walk.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Doesn't sound relaxing, but it sounds lovely. Saturday, you're doing Farm Fresh Coffee and a hot tub breakfast?
Yeah, well, we have a hot tub.
Damn.
We rented a little cottage out in the middle of a coffee field.
Yes.
And it's just us. in the coffee field with the trees, and we have a hot tub on the front lanai.
What a great piece of property for that person
to have. And so they serve you, they give you the beans from their coffee farm. And so we're going to start out with, because this is our first day to really kind of relax where we want to be.
Yes. Decompress.
Yep. And we're going to the Volcano National Park.
Yep. Yep. I see that. You're doing a lava tube tour. I mean, this is just day two.
Yeah.
That's more than I'd ever do on any vacation. Then we get to Sunday. Hilo day, you're going to different fault. You're going to a public library.
Well, the Naha Stone. So do you know the history of Kamehameha?
No, so just from what you've told
King us. King Kamehameha united the Hawaiian kingdom back when it was a monarchy, right?
Okay.
So Kamehameha was predicted by the Hawaiian kahunas that there would be a man born that would unite all of the Hawaiian islands. And it was prophesied that this man would be able to flip the Naha Stone. Okay, it's a giant, it's like 2,000 pounds. It's so heavy. Wow. Or 4,000 pounds. It's a huge rock. So you would prove who you are by performing this miracle. Okay, so when Kamehameha was young, he went and he proved he was who he said he was, and he overturned this stone.
Wow.
They knew he was going to be their future king.
Wow.
Now, the people of the Naha tribe, so the babies would lay them on the stone. If they cried and cried and cried, they were not of Naha heritage. If they would lay silently on the stone, they knew they were family.
Whoa.
Oh, see, I would have been the loudmouth baby.
So this stone is in front of the library. I just have to see it. I want to see if it's like interesting. I'm just curious.
Oh, fun. That's fun.
It is. Again, things I'd never think of. Yeah. I think it's lovely. You also have a happy hour at a place from 3 to 5. There's entertainment at 5:30, just to make sure you know.
Well, I wanted to know when the live music is.
Yes. Tells you need to leave by 3 to get to a sunset. I mean, these are things that people don't think of. Takes you 30 minutes to drive there. You have so many freaking happy hours.
Actually
planned.
An hour and 8 minutes to the visitor center plus 30 minutes to acclimate.
Oh, yeah. 30 minutes to acclimate.
Yeah.
Good thing you do your research.
Are you getting plate lunch anywhere?
Of course.
Of course. That's, oh my gosh.
Oh, I have two of the best bakeries on all of Big Island for malasadas.
Oh.
If you've never had a malasada, it's a Portuguese donut, and they are absolutely wonderful.
Yep,
and we're going to hit both.
Will
Monday,
you send me a photo?
Thank you.
Monday, he'll be getting the malasadas.
Malasadas.
Fun. Yep. Tuesday, we're going to snorkel again.
Again.
Oh, wow. There's a lot. Yep. We're doing the beach. There's another beach. I mean, there's a lot. And then Wednesday's Vaughn's birthday. And I don't see you have anything on for Wednesday because it must be a surprise.
Well, I wouldn't put it on the clipboard of fun.
Shared clipboard of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Thursday. Yeah. Wow. I mean, we have a lot. A lot.
Hula Daddy Coffee Farm.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go to the Macadamia Nut Company. Could you bring us back a little treat?
No, because you're mocking me. Crisco, what would you like?
I would like both mine and Dez's treats, please. Thank you.
Fine.
But Saturday, you have an open day, and I don't even... What are you going to do with yourself?
Why are you mocking him for being prepared? You just go lay there.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 happy hours, just so you know exactly when it starts, when it ends, when there's live music. That is impressive,
but
my
friend. It is impressive because how many, I wish we would have had that. We went to Disney World one time on a big family trip with my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister. We didn't know where anything was. My mom
said,
I think, I know, but this was a big deal because we were like, my mom wanted to be the planner. My dad didn't want to have any plans whatsoever, but my mom isn't a great planner either. So it was like, I think we'll go to Disney World. Well, when? What are we doing? What's the food situation?
Oh,
well, we don't have enough money to go. Why did we go on this vacation if we don't have any money?
Oh.
Just shut up and make your ham and mustard sandwiches, pack them up, and illegally bring them into the... Oh, okay, cool. That's fun. Yeah, so that was it. So I would have loved to have that.
No, I definitely would choose a clipboard of fun, too. I just, this is so much.
What do you mean?
This is just, I'm impressed.
I'll tell you right now.
And like.
Your husband would go crazy for that.
Yeah, he would. But
he'd,
you know,
get
what?
A little boner over my clipboard of fun.
He's probably listening right now like, damn, if you could just do that for me, Des, that would be great.
Yeah. You just like to lay there, don't you? You just like to get on the beach and lay there. And is he cool with that?
I like to do one adventure and lay there.
Beach? Because there's so many different, and you have a lot to consider. You have the sand quality, you have your entry points, you have reef considerations, water clarity. Is this a bay where a lot of spinner dolphins come in, or is it sharks? There's so many things to consider when choosing a beach.
Well,
what about shade? Do we have access to like shade? Are there facilities on site? What about parking?
Yeah.
I look into all of that.
My mind is going to explode. This is why.
Any old beach will do for her.
Seriously.
Any old beach.
If I go on a vacation like this, I need to borrow your clipboard of fun. That's why I just go to a resort and they cook for me. All I have to pick is what restaurant I'm going to go to and where I'm going to grab my cocktails.
You guys are the polar opposites of each other.
So this one beach everyone's all about is called Green Sand Beach. It's on the south side of Big Island, and the sand is green. It's incredible because it's of like a crushed up green gem. It's olive something. Anyway, everyone says gorgeous. You got to see it. So it's on my list. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. So then I figure out how do we get there? And I realize in order to get there, you have to park your car in the middle of nowhere, hike 3 miles in the sun, carrying all your stuff. You get to it. You have to scale down this cliff to get to the green sand beach. 3 miles in the sun with no shade.
Oh, man.
We're out. But see, had I not researched this, we would have gone there and I've been like, oh my, 2 miles in, I would have been like, let's turn around and go back.
Oh, that sounds awful. It sounds amazing once you get there.
Yeah.
Sounds awful the road to there.
And then if you go to Punalu'u Black Sand Beach, you drive right up, park, and walk out there. I'll see black sand instead of green.
I've been to that sand beach.
Shocker. She went to the one where you just pull up and get to the beach. Any old beach will do it.
Hey, the only time I went there, I was with locals. It was my friend was dating somebody that grew up there.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to plan anything because they just took us places. And I was young and dumb. I wouldn't have known anyways. It was my graduation present.
There you go. So I'll have more to update you once I get back. But so far, it's looking good.
Right. Well, Saturday is looking a little empty. So if you could add a couple of things on there, I'm going to feel better about this.
Saturday? Yeah. What's on Saturday?
That's second Saturday. Open day. I can't stand an open day for you. I don't know what you're going to do.
I always reserve one open day on a trip because that's the surprise thing where you find something that you want to do that's not scheduled.
Now, what happens if you don't make it to one of these places? Is like the day ruined?
No. We can do that. We could go on this trip and not do any of those things and I would be fine with it.
Okay. That makes me feel better about it.
The thing that I have to do this for is I feel like if we're going to spend all the money to get there, and if we're not, you know, prepared to take full advantage of it, what a waste.
Yeah, it's stupid. And you're finding the good deals, which is what you're king of.
Yes. Yep. Oh. Happy hours. $6 Mai Tais. I don't know. If you look at the menus, a lot of these places, I always look at the menus before.
Yeah. Oh, you have
$17 to. $17 for a drink.
That's why it's important to look.
So happy hour, $6 Mai Tais.
Dang.
Oh. When would you drink?
Of course, happy it's happy hour.
Right?
Now, is Dole Whip everywhere in Hawaii? Or is it just, you're going to get some Dole Whip, aren't you?
Yum.
I saw this. Now, we have Dole Whip at the state fair.
Obviously not. It's the same thing.
Is it the same exact thing?
I haven't had it to know.
Okay. See, I didn't know. I had always heard Dole Whip, and Ryan mentioned it if he went to Hawaii. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I feel like we have a Dole Whip place at the fair.
The Dole Whip place here is the same as in at Disney. I have not had it in Hawaii, though. I'm assuming it's the same.
Dole Whip. At Dole.
Yeah. It's going to be better there than anywhere else.
The plantation on Oahu, Dole Whip from Dole is incredible.
There's so many things that I want to do in Hawaii when I one day make it there.
Yes.
And one thing for sure is Dole Whip. And the other thing is eating pineapple fresh from there.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the difference.
It's not that different.
Oh, well then thank you for that.
They travel well.
Well, they do.
They do travel well. Okay,
they do.
That's
so
good to know.
If you're getting a good pineapple from a store here, it's pretty much the same thing.
That's good to know. More importantly, the Dole Whip, which is
Malasadas is what you want.
Yes.
You want Dole Whip.
Yes.
And
those beaches, baby.
You want sunrise and sunset.
Yes, I have to see those.
Because you can't get those anywhere else.
No, it's magical.
They're stunning. Okay, on that note, we need to go.
Yeah. I'm coming with you.
I'm so jealous.
I hate my life.
Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts like ours, you can win free things, restaurant gift cards, some cool experiences. It's all at PodMN.
You've been listening to Chris, go, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.